Well, one of these songs of degrees that we've got in the Psalms, there's 15 of them, and they're called songs of degrees or songs of ascents because ascent and degree is the same word. And I think the idea is that the 15 songs of degrees or songs of ascents were produced by Hezekiah under inspiration in reflection of the way that the degrees of the sun on the sundial were changed for him. If you remember, there were 10 degrees by which the sundial went backwards to reflect the extra 15 years of life that were to be given to Hezekiah. So there's 15 songs of degrees or songs of ascents. And some of them, it says, who wrote them? 4 of them are by David, 1's by Solomon. And so that would leave the other 10 to have been by Hezekiah, although it doesn't actually say that. But I think that that makes sense. Let me just repeat the math again. There's 15 of these songs of degrees or songs of ascents. The sundial went backwards by 10 degrees, and 10 of these songs are written by Hezekiah. There's 15 altogether, celebrating the 15 years of life that he was to be given. And I believe that the Psalms were all edited and re-edited at different times under inspiration to apply them to different contexts. And ascents, the idea of ascending, would be appropriate to going up to Jerusalem. The Jews in the Bible always speak of going up to Jerusalem. You ascend up to Jerusalem from wherever you are to keep the feasts. And so these songs were intended to be sung, I believe, by the returning exiles as they returned from captivity. And that would explain all the talk about Jerusalem and the joy of Zion and brethren going together up to Zion, having previously suffered all kinds of persecution, the ploughs ploughed upon my back and so forth. But it didn't happen. When the call came to restore the kingdom, Cyrus's decree, the majority of them stayed in captivity. When you look at the life of Hezekiah, we're told the divine comment is, he did not render again according to the benefit or the grace that was done unto him. Sure, he was ecstatic when he got the message that he was cured and he was going to have another 15 years. So he edits these 4 of the songs of David, 1 of Solomon, and writes, it seems, another 10 himself under inspiration. And we have these songs here, but he doesn't actually live by them. He does not re-establish the kingdom as it was potentially possible at his time because he did not render back to God according to the grace or benefit done to him. Now, all these songs, therefore, will come ultimately true in the final fulfillment when God's true people do ascend to Zion, go up to Zion and restore the kingdom. But the takeaway lesson for the moment is the tragedy of a person who, in the first blush and flush of gratitude for God working in your life, gets these songs together, is very ecstatic in praise, but then it all slips away. Now, haven't you and I experienced that? I mean, God does great things for us, but we don't keep up that intensity of devotion that we feel to him. It may be a health issue that was resolved by his healing hand. It could be a crisis of whatever sort, financial crisis, personal crisis, that we're saved from. And we're very, very grateful for the moment. But to live life in that sense of gratitude is so difficult. We wonder why God isn't tougher with us and doesn't send us crises all the time to keep us grateful and to keep us in awe and sort of awesomeness before his grace. It's by his love, I suppose, that he doesn't do that. But the downside is that we lose our sense of needing to always render back according to the grace shown to us. So please, let's all of us, myself included, learn from Hezekiah's mistake and render again to him all our days according to the huge grace that has been done to us, and not just sing a few songs with gusto and enthusiasm, in awe at his grace, and then slide back as he did, just shrugging and saying, yeah, well, grace and peace and truth will be in my days, so that's all okay, I'll just get on and live the secular life like anyone else does. No, God's grace should get a grip on us, and it is a sense that we should live with absolutely every moment of our lives, not just an occasional initial flush of thanks and praise as he had, but living all our lives in this spirit.